Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly on the Blog Talk Network. Today I am so excited. I'm way too excited actually, because I've been waiting and waiting to get my hands on this guest. Not just bring on him. Well, we need to talk about his little deeds that he's been up to on the new hospital. Marcus Kumblumble. Marcus Kumblumble. And if I said your name wrong, Nicholas, I mean Marcus, I'm really, really sorry. Here he is, I hope. Hello? Hello? Marcus, are you on the line? Hello? Hi! Marcus, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Marcus. Hi. Got me on the line. Hi.
Oh, I'm doing good.
This is Carly.
Okay.
Who's this?
Jackie.
Wait, what's your name?
Jackie.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. You want to talk to Marcus too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm sure he's on his way, you guys. So I hope everyone had a good 4th of July weekend. I hope no accidents. I hope no accidents happened. I hope no ER visits happened. So let me see you guys. Yes, yay, Marcus is here now. Okay, so you guys, this is an interview I've been wanting forever because I saw the guy on Strong Medicine, CSI Miami, another CSI, another movie I can't remember, but when he started playing Nicholas Cassadine, I looked head and tails for anyone that could help me get him. And, of course, I found someone, of course, Carly comes through for her audience. You guys know this. So let me welcome Marcus Kumblumble. I hope I said that right. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I mean, it's only 85 here in Seattle, yeah. Only 85, but I'm not going to complain.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have been in a lot of my part-time shows, like Strong Medicine, some of the CSI, my, I think Miami, another one, yeah, and you've been in a lot of movies, and I just want to apologize. I couldn't put every movie and every credit on Blog Talk because it wouldn't let me, because I ran out of room.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So let me go back to 2019. And how did you find out there was a call for Nicholas Cassadine? Oh, dear. Oh, was it like I knew a secret name? Or do you know that you were coming, auditioning for Nicholas? Or what was the whole process?
Okay, so basically, I was General Hospital has come around a couple of times for me. One time in 2004, I auditioned for General Hospital. It was a whole different. I think Mark Teschner was still casting, but it was a different producer, and there was a role. And I'm not honestly sure what the role is because you're right. The roles that they audition for, they don't tell you the actual name. I think I ended up getting the role in 2004, but at the time I didn't do it, which I really kick myself now because I didn't realize how much fun and just great General Hospital is, you know? So anyway, I think Mark Teschner kept me in mind. He brought me in for another role, which I didn't get. Like, I don't even know if I got a call back. But then this third time around, he called me, and I was in Australia, and I was in a place where I was like, I didn't understand General Hospital. I didn't understand daytime, and I didn't understand the amazing things about it, you know? So anyway, I was in a car in an Uber with a driver, and she was telling me about how much she had drove a lot of different actors and stuff like that. But the most exciting person she drove was the soap actor. And I was like, that's really funny. She had driven like some bona fide movie stars, but she said the one that she was the most excited about was the soap actor. And she told me who, but I don't remember his name. And literally around the same time, I got an email from my manager saying, Mark wants to bring you in for General Hospital. And Mark Teschner, really, I have to give a lot of credit to getting this job because it wasn't really on my radar, and he kept coming back to me saying, like, I really think you should come out for this. I really think this is a good role for you. And so I go in, we do the audition, and he gave me some incredible notes. I didn't know who the character was. It was a very general description of what they wanted. And then literally right after that audition with Mark and those notes, he walked me across the hall, and there were like six other actors and seven producers in a room, and then we auditioned for it. And then at that point I got called back to what's called the screen test, which actually happens on the General Hospital stage, and it was with Mara West and Jeannie Francis. And there were probably about seven or eight guys there again. And, you know, it's definitely, you look around and you see all these really good-looking dudes, and you're like, oh, man, it can be a bit intimidating. But, yeah, I got the gig. I got the job. I think I asked Mark Teschner later, and he was like, it was just an essence. It was an essence thing. Like, he felt I had the essence of the character.
Well, I mean, when we found out the audience that Nicholas Cassadine was not dead, you were actually alive. That was, I think, the oh my God for the year. Because, I mean, we saw you die. I mean, they had the actor actually die. But I'm like, wait a moment. You're Cassadine. Everyone can you know, giving back and, you know, what's the word? You can give, bring back and, you know, come back to life. So when you came back, or when Midwest came back, how was it? How was the first couple of days?
The first couple of weeks, honestly, the first couple of months were just wild.
You were hiding.
So much. There was so much dialogue. There was so much research to do because, again, even when I booked it, I didn't know. I think when I was going in for a fitting is when I think that they were like, okay, so you're coming back as this character, Nicholas Cassadine. And they were really, really generous because they set up a meeting with one of the writers who basically filled me in on all the backstory, filled me in on who Nicholas Cassadine was, all of the relationships. They gave me this pack of different characters and my relationship to the different characters. It was really cool because as you know, like you said, people are huge fans of, it seems like specifically Tyler Christopher's Nicholas Cassadine, I mean, which is also, you know, a lot to say about Tyler Christopher as an actor. Like, he created a character that was loved by
exactly,
many and was important
yeah.
to a lot of people. And, you know, so I really wanted to do that justice. And, I was aware of the fact that there was going to be some upsets based on the recast, which I fully understood, and I had experienced that in other things. Like, I remember shows when I was a kid, and all of a sudden there would be a new character playing the role, and it's disorienting at first, and sometimes it can really break a show. So I was like, you know, I was aware of the importance of doing a good job, and I just worked as you know, hard as I could, and it didn't, I think there's still people that I'm working on, but the good thing is I never got, I didn't get, like, any of the, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, actually. I felt like the majority, of the people were very supportive and satisfied with the performances, and then it seems to have just kind of grown over the years, whereas now I feel like they've really accepted the casting, you know?
Well, for me, when you came on, I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Because you've been lying to everyone for 3 years. Not you, but, you know, the character. And everyone thought you were dead. So it was like, But one moment I have to ask you, because you were actually knife in the kitchen. When you and Sunny, the first... birthday party, and Sunny's like, about time you showed up. I'm like, uh-oh. Nicholas is staying on dates, might be a little, sooner than everyone thought, they were Sunny. Oh, God. Because Sunny is very protective of Spencer and your mom. Very protective of your son. You know, every right to be, you know. I mean, that's his sister. You know, that's his nephew. How was it? Going toe-to-toe with Monique Bernard in a room where they were nice.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because
And I don't know what it is, but there are certain actors that even if you're fighting, and Maurice is one of
yeah.
them, I would say Maurice is king of this. Even if you're fighting, it's so fun to be in a scene with Maurice. He's just so generous as an actor, and he really, he has a strong life force, and he wants to be the best, but this is what's very different and unique about him, and I've worked with a lot of different actors. Maurice wants everyone else to do their best, and he really encourages
yeah.
that, and I was really intimidated on that scene because I said hi to Maurice, and I told him that I loved his work, because I did. I think he's, I thought he was an incredible actor, and he was really generous, and I told him, I'm like, dude, I'm nervous, man. We're going to go out toe-to-toe, and he was like, he doesn't really run lines with people, but he took me into another room, and we rehearsed the scene, and it really solidified our friendship, and that it began, I would say, the beginning of our friendship, which is now, I really consider that guy one of my best friends. I talked to him. I was literally, he says hi, by the way. I was talking to him right before I got on the phone with you. He's just, I can't say enough good things about Maurice Bernard. He's such a talent.
Wow.
He's very responsible. He cares about the show. He cares about the fans. He cares about other actors. He cares about the writing. Like, he really takes responsibility for the entire show. And that's really important. I would say he's the lead of the show, and you need that from the lead of the show. You need someone who's going to try to lift everybody up and be a good, you know, a good quarterback, and he really does that.
Yeah, I mean, because he did have that. He said that on the State of Mind so many times. And by the way, you guys did a great State of Mind, I wanted to say. I loved it. It was really great State of Mind. Yeah. He does a great State of Mind every Sunday. He never fails. But what I wanted to ask, because I know our time is so, but I know you will be back because, you know, you have to come back because Carly will make you and stalk you. No, I'm kidding. On the stalking pod, but I wanted to ask you before I let the other callers on. Okay. Where did Nicholas Head go in the last month? Okay. You beat my good damn Carly by yelling at her. So yelling at Esme, who did all this crap with the sex video. You actually are believing the psycho right now. And you kind of, when you do sleep with her, how are you going to get out of this one? You are dead.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's going to be, look, I think the thing is there's me as the character and there's me as the actor. And as an actor, drama is conflict. So you actually want conflict. It's opposite of life. Like in life, we don't really want the problems and these conflicts, and you don't want to be in trouble in life. But as an actor, it creates really good drama, you know, like you think of any great drama that you like, and it's because there's such an intense problem and such an intense conflict. And so I really, as uncomfortable as it is when you're being the character to be in that situation, from an outside point of view, I think the writers are so they're great in the sense that they're always looking at ways to stir the pot. They're always looking at ways to, like, okay, how can we create a lot of drama? And, you know, Nicholas Cassadine, I think, is a very useful character in that way because the guy, he's definitely not a bad guy, but he makes bad mistakes. And as a result, it creates a lot of problems for the people around him, which creates a lot of drama for the people around him. And so now once I get into the character of it and, you know, you see all these things, at that point my job isn't to analyze the guy's psychology or anything like that. It's just to justify his actions and to justify why he's doing what he's doing. And so for me, it's like I just go into it, and there's everything that Nicholas has done, I've done something that is kind of not as bad, obviously, but like, you know, like bad parenting. There's things that every parent has done that they wish they didn't do. And then you just magnify that times a thousand, and you got Nicholas Cassadine. Shut up.
I mean, you, but when the news comes out that you, a little affair happened, Ava's going to be on your warpath. Sonny's going to be on your warpath for hurting Spencer with his girlfriend. I've found, like, seven people already, Marcus, for you to, like, hide from, because especially Mara Weston, when Ava finds out, oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be crazy, right? But
no, I mean, I think, like, I would not, I will be honest, Ava fan. I'm not, like, a top Ava fan, but lately she's been, like, winning me over because she's been nicer to Carly. Probably that's it. But she's got to stay away from Nina because Nina's bad news. Yeah. But I love you guys as a couple. You guys as a couple actually works. As crazy as a lot of people think that, oh, there's an age difference or whatever between you two. I don't care. You guys actually work for a couple. I wanted to tell you because it strangely works. It really, really works. And, you know, you guys You guys can just have the marriage of blackmailing each other every 6 months of something you did and put it over the other one because Ed May is going to do that to you, and I'm really worried about you. So that means you have to come back in the fall. Would you please come back in the fall? Because I know we have like 10 more minutes, but I have to get to you fans. Yeah, would you please come back in the fall and we can talk more because everyone loves you now. Okay. Not everyone loves you.
I love hearing that. That's really great.
Yeah, but everyone loves the way you have brought Nicholas into this, and you brought, you know, we don't see Tyler. I mean, I don't. You know, you brought, you made him your own. I mean, you, and I mean, you are playing the toughest role in daytime, I think, because you're a Cassadine. Cassadine for
I gotta
some reason,
you
know, I mean, Victor now is a Cassadine, maybe. Valentine might be a Cassadine. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That in itself scared me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think, and I'm obviously biased on this, but I do think it's a very challenging role in the sense of I think there's a difference between Nicholas and other Cassadines because Nicholas is really – I think it's because of his connection with his mom, Laura. There's a softness to Nicholas. There's such a struggle internally with that guy because he's not – you know, like Victor – can really just enjoy world domination and even Valentin, who, and I think these guys are all terrific actors, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, I think they're all incredible actors. But with Nicholas, it's he literally almost, I think a lot of times we're like, is he good? Is he bad? What's his deal? And I think he struggles internally because he's got two really big forces pushing inside of him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you came into the role, did you study the Cassadine family or do you not?
Definitely studied the Cassadine family, and I studied YouTube videos, and there were other videos online. The episode's honestly a little hard to get a hold of, but luckily there are people that have, you know, somehow got them up online. So I watched some of Mikos, you know, his grandfather. There was a cool scene that I watched with him, and I watched some scenes with Nicholas and his uncle, watched some scenes with kind of the older Cassadines, which seem to be a little bit more evil back in the day than they are now. I feel like today they're a little bit more ambiguous and there's, which I think is cool. They're more complicated because there's this, they seem to be very loyal and like romantic, but also at the same time, very, what's the word? Scheming all the time and trying to create these like ways of conquering the world and stuff like that. So, yeah, I did. I watched a lot of the old footage.
Well, yeah, I mean, and by the way, you grandmother played Elizabeth Taylor for one or two episodes.
Yeah.
The wedding and kind of cursed your mom and Luke.
How cool is that?
And then when Luke supposedly died, you know, in the wake of the funeral, whatever they called it, I was surprised Nicholas wasn't there for Laura. I mean, Spencer was, but you didn't go. Didn't you?
I didn't go to his what? The what?
You know when Luke died and they had the memorial?
Oh!
Yeah.
I was there. I was on the ship, the boat, you know. I was there, but I didn't do much. I was just there, and I kind of gave my condolences, but yeah.
I mean, because you and Luke pretty much passed things up, by the way. I mean, you guys made up and everything, so there was not a tension between you guys, which is good. But I know that the two calls on because they are going to kill me.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you have trouble with that. You kill too many. If I don't get people on, they might. 3-1 for you on the air. Hello?
I'm on. Hello. Hi, Marcus.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great. I'm doing really good. I'm in Florida right now, and it's just really beautiful out here.
Yeah, okay. You know, you're a dog.
A dog?
Did
you say a dog or a dog?
Yeah, a dog. Is Esme going to end up pregnant? And is Ava going to find out?
Those are both really good questions that I don't know the answers to, but I think, you know, it obviously opens the door to some interesting story ideas. I definitely have read a lot of people saying that, like online, people are wondering if Esme is going to be pregnant, which I didn't even think about that, but I was like, yeah, that's a really interesting story idea.
Yeah. Now, we got to find out who her mother is, Esme's mother.
I'm so curious about that, too. I don't know.
But Ryan Chamberlain told her. Yeah, because Ryan Chamberlain is her father, right?
That's what I've gotten from watching the show. But I actually, the way General Hospital works is I don't get the scripts for other characters. Like all I see is mine. But from what I've been watching in the show, that's what I've gotten.
Okay. Oh, I can't remember. Are you doing that event in Memphis in October?
No, I'm actually going to New York. There's an event in New York, I think, that we're doing that weekend. I don't know the exact date, but as far as I know, I'm not going to Memphis. Are you going to Memphis?
I'd like to do it, but I'm doing another event a week later, put out my stars as I've got some Y&R people, Young and the Restless people.
Who are you seeing out from Y&R?
Yeah. You think you guys are going to have your fan club event next year?
I think so. Yeah, I think it seems like the world's opening back up, and I think...
Yeah, because I'm praying...
Yeah, by next year, I think...
I'm hoping that Young the Restless is going there.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think everybody's ready.
Oh, I know. I miss... I was going to do the GH event back in 2000. I guess it was 19 or 20, and then... COVID hit because I had signed up to do a bunch of events because I hadn't done one.
I know. It was such a bummer. We had to cancel so many shows.
Well, yeah. Can you have any more questions? Because I have to let my co-host ask him a couple questions, and then he has to, unfortunately, leave us, but he will be back, right? Marcus, you will be back, right?
I think so. We'll see. Yeah.
Okay. So I promise you will get ask him a ton of questions next time. Okay? Okay. I think she's okay with that. Okay, Bobby, my little co-host.
Hey, Marcus.
Bobby.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I was going to go to see you in Raleigh when you all came back in April, but my mom surprised me with a Valentine's date. She had a cruise to Mexico, so I opted out. But maybe next year the GH FanFest can return back to Raleigh, and maybe you'll be on the list.
Hey, I'm sure. It's very likely. I mean... I think Raleigh is a place that they head out a lot, and it's really fun out there. So,
yeah
that sounds fun.
Yeah, because I was going to do that in the Carolina Hurricanes game, but unfortunately, the cruise was something I had to do with the interact with my mom because it was a Mother's Day gift as well. But anyways, my question is, with the success of what Nicholas just Spencer have done at the Daytime Emmys, do you think most of the work should be given out to you as far as credit? Because at least they should at least nominate you for a supporting actor, but do you think your time will come with upcoming materials in the next few months, depending on what happens with the trial and stuff like that?
You know, it's funny because I think I'm a little unique when it comes to awards, and I don't really... I don't really think with them that much because I feel like if I start thinking about awards, it takes me out of the experience, you know, and it's like I like to just kind of take it as it comes story-wise. But basically the actors have to submit themselves. So they the way the process works is you gather all of your best work for the year, and then you submit it.
Right.
And you know, I'm just not one that's really I don't put too much attention on the awards, and I
right.
like the four, like the first year, for example, I feel like I had a ton of stuff that I probably could have submitted, but I just didn't submit. But I
right.
think it's very amazing, all the people that win. I think they're really talented actors, and I think it's great that they can do that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you tell Nicholas I said congratulations on his Emmy win, and I'm sorry I missed him in Raleigh as well. So when you see him, tell him I said hello.
Okay, good.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, Marcus, do you have time for one more call that is jumped in?
Yeah, sure.
Not? Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
202, you on there?
Hello.
Hi.
Are you
talking to me, Marcus?
Hello. Are you talking to me? I'm not sure if I'm.
I can hear you. But
yeah,
it
fine.
Like
you're talking to Marcus.
Talking, but I can hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't sure whether I was on or not. I've never called this before. My name is Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne.
Hey, I wanted to give a compliment first. I think you've been just wonderful, delightful. Mysterious, dark, brooding, romantic, everything that could possibly have brought a new perspective to Nicholas Cassadine. You're certainly one of the reasons I started watching the show again when I happened to be home unexpectedly for a month. during
oh,
the
my
bad
gosh.
Time.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then you've got chemistry with everyone. You particularly have chemistry with Maura West. The two of you are just magic together. So just really have enjoyed that. Now, you do a lot of very fun videos for fans on Instagram.
Yes, it's true.
Wonderful. So creative. So I wonder, are you possibly working on or should you be working on some short movies or things like that? Things you could be doing,
wow,
acting, directing.
I love that question. And 100%, I really want, because, you know, what I love about Instagram is you can make little mini movies, you know, and I love the process, and it kind of rehabilitated my wish to kind of get into that. And so, yeah, I want to try to work on something maybe with Maurice and some other people and create like a little, I don't know what it'll be yet. I don't know if it's going to be like a little mini series on YouTube or if it's going to be a movie or a short film, but I think YouTube is great because we could do little short things, post it, and you know, if it does well, then we could kind of go from there. But I like YouTube because it's just, you know, it's very easy to kind of put something together, put it up there, see if it works. If it does work, then we can take it to the next level, you know?
Yeah, YouTube is great. It's how I caught up on all of General Hospital once I saw you and a couple of other people on. When I was home, I went to YouTube. I went, who is he? What is he doing? And I went to YouTube and basically went back like 6 months and started catching up. Now I commented once on Instagram, you and Maurice need to get like a female cast member or two into your videos.
You're so
it would
right.
be good.
And we do need to do that. We 100% need to do that. Maurice is my next, like, he's the guy that's across from my dressing room.
Yeah,
so
I know
it's so easy to knock on his door. But but no, we definitely should bring a girl in for sure.
So yeah, but you will be back, right, Marcus?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm telling.
I will email you in the fall to get him back. I promise you guys, he will be back. And he got snubbed on his Emmy. That's why I'm. Was gonna end with you got snubbed this year. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So yeah, have a great night, Marcus.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for everybody that called
anytime.
In and asked the questions. And yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
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 That was a great interview. Hey, I'm getting a little tired of these January 6th hearings interrupting General Hospital. And I went on their post today and made a suggestion because they could easily have just done current episodes on Memorial Day and July 4th and left the July 4th episode that was aired yesterday there Friday, a few days late. I mean...
Okay, number one, Bobby. I am not... No, Bobby. My gaming interview, no, I'm not going to turn them down. Okay, I've been begging for these for you.
Well, okay. I understand that we need to do this, but at least you could have had it in prime time. You had one in prime time, and that would have been interesting because I know IMGH fans will probably agree with me on that, but there's other fans that watch YR where that's in the 12:30 time slot or on the East
and
Coast
you know
that missed half hour in days two.
And you know what? I understand that, Bobby. But getting hold of buying our PR people, good luck.
Yeah, but...
I have friends who give me these people, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I have made connections. And so you can... Let's change the subject, Bobby. Okay, so we have a minute before we are off air. So we will be gone this Friday, but we will be back next Friday to catch you up on all the sub news and everything. I just don't know how many days of the trial we are getting this week.
Yeah. And I checked the Seahawks preseason schedule, and I think they got a Thursday night game, a Friday night game, and I think in addition to the Monday night game on September 12th. So as long as we don't schedule any guests on any of those nights, we'll be in good shape.
Of course not. I mean, if the Seahawks are playing, yeah, we are not having any, so that's given. So everyone, thank you for calling in. And I will try my best to put this up by tomorrow morning. So everyone have a great night. Enjoy the view and don't do anything I want to do.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, bye.